Hi, I'm Morven Westfield, and I'm going to read to you part of a very short story that appeared in the anthology Northern Haunts by Shroud Publishing. I'll give you the ordering information at the end of the story. This is a story called Metaphorically Speaking. The last time I saw Amanda, she hadn't been well. Hepatitis C, and then she did some god-awful treatment for nearly a year. Then she emailed me that she was ready to go camping again. So there we were. I slapped a fat, irritating mosquito on my arm. It was so full of blood that the blood spattered the sleeve of my t-shirt. I thought she'd puke. You okay? Yeah, it's just now that I've had some blood-borne illness, I can't stand the sight of blood. Can't stand the sight of blood, huh? How does that help your vampire stories? Amanda had been trying her hand at vampire fiction ever since she got hooked on Dark Shadows. Life would interfere and she'd shelve her novel, but she'd mentioned something about writing while she was sick. Maybe she was writing something else. Yeah, it makes it a little difficult. She played with the wax that dripped from the candle onto the picnic table. A large moth singed its wings before we could shoo it away. She wrinkled her nose at the smell of burning moth flesh. I think I've got it this time, though. After all, the vampire is merely a metaphor. In the distance I could hear a rumble of thunder. I looked up at the indigo sky and noticed that it was much darker than it had been yesterday at this time. Storm. Not unusual for this campground. It was close to Monadnock and the storms that came over the mountain. What do you mean? Well, okay, we have the story of the vampire and how he bites someone in the computer room. But the story isn't about a real vampire. It's about technology and how it can suck the life out of you. A brisk wind tore through the trees, roaring. I didn't like that, and I could see that she didn't either. She turned around to face the field, and we both searched for other signs of the impending storm. I hate lightning storms when I'm camping, I said, getting up and walking to the edge of the campsite. All these trees, it's like we're sitting in a field of lightning rods. Yeah, I know, but how long have we been coming here? It does this all the time. No one's been hit. Yet, I completed her sentence, tapping the nearest tree with my knuckles. Yet, knock on wood. The twilight clouds tumbled and darkened in the distance. Roiled. That was the word, roiled. They roiled. Or boiled. Like the witch's brew in Macbeth. Double, double, toil and trouble, by the pricking of my thumbs. Anyway, it's a metaphor. It's not like I believe vampires exist. Wesley is just a metaphor. A loud crack of thunder made us both jump. Amanda's hand knocked over the candle in its primitive empty wine bottle holder. The melted wax spilled, extinguishing our only light. You okay? I called out. There was a short pause before she replied. Joe, did you move? No. Why? I think I see something. That's the end of the excerpt. If you want to find out how it ends, or if you want 100 stories that you can read and scare the daylights out of people while camping, go to shroudmagazine.com or look on amazon.com for Northern Haunts, 100 Terrifying New England Tales. You'll be glad you did. This recording is copyright 2010 Morven Westfield. The text is copyright 2009 by Morven Westfield. All rights reserved.